Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to Think Big Bodybuilding Media and Advices Radio. Today, we are going to talk with IFBB Pro Alyssa Kiesling. She is in the women's physique division, and I saw you turn pro a couple years back. It was at Junior Nationals, am I right?
Yes, you are.
I was there.
2018.
Yep, 2018. I remember seeing your routine there, especially, and you're somebody who is, you're very known for your posing. Is posing something that you've always felt connected to?
I think posing is what sparked my interest.
Really?
To get into this. Yeah, I really do.
No kidding.
WWE, back in the day, I used to watch WWE with my dad, and the wrestlers that sparked my interest was like Big Papa Pump.
No kidding.
The Rock, anyone that had big arms and just had that shape. Anyone that had that shape, that's what sparked my interest. And I'd be in the bathroom curling 5-pound dumbbells in between commercials.
No
just
kidding.
Trying to get that look. It's no. That look that I was going for.
I know with your posing too, one of the things you've been known to do is you hit a lot of the classic type poses. I mean, you hit a lot of like Frank Zane style poses. And some of the stuff, it's almost like you hit a pose that has been, and we talked about this on Drugs and Stuff that we talked about you the other day. Some of your poses, it's almost like that's considered a man's pose, you know, to yes. some extent. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because I know that, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you want to do what you love, but at the same time, you're trying to win the judges over. What's made you decide to like stick to your guns and do what you love?
Well, getting into the sport, the way I chose my category was I can't wear heels. I can't walk in heels. So that just automatically put me into the physique category. So once I hired my first coach and started learning the poses, I'm like, these poses, you know, where the twisting front double bicep with the cross leg, where you're here, they're very girly, but very awkward, like Dave was saying. Yeah. It's just an awkward stance for me to be in. So I'm like, how can I make, and I'm a very tomboyish girl, so I'm like, how can I take, you know, like a bodybuilder pose and turn it somewhat feminine, but just give it that classic look, I guess that's what people are calling it. But what I would do is just watch myself pose, and as soon as I hit the pose, I would literally go straight back to my phone and look at it and be like, okay, that don't look right. I just have to twist my shoulders or twist my hips. But I guess over time I have like developed that classic look. But what I've done is I've posed my physique so much that I made it look good, but it's become that classic style. That's what I believe. I just don't think that I look good in certain poses, but that classic style is what my physique looks correct in. And I don't know, man, it just comes natural. A lot of people ask me what I do look at like certain people back from like the 80s and the 90s or whatever, but I just hit the pose the way that I feel it looks the best.
Right on. Have you
and
gotten
it,
any,
it just comes out like that.
Has there been any like detraction? Have any judges told you like, hey, you're not doing that right?
Now it's like at a show. Okay. So let's say Junior Nationals. We use that for, since you were there. Prejudging, I didn't necessarily hit the classic poses when I was being judged. So
I see.
Whenever they call out the front double bicep, I will hit it straight on, just so they can see my proportionality, symmetry, muscularity, and all that. Now in the freestyle round or the posing routine, that's when I'll give my personality, my characteristics with the with the classic style, with the twisting and all that.
Okay.
So that way I want them to see me as a women's physique competitor.
Yeah.
That I know, like, I'm supposed to pose as a women's physique, feminine competitor, et cetera. But I do want you guys to see that I know how to pose like a man, but make it look right.
Right on, right on. So you were doing curls in between commercials for the wrestling shows. When did that actually turn into like actual bodybuilding?
It was 9th, 10th grade.
Okay.
9th grade, my first high school class ever was a weightlifting class.
Okay.
I was too shy and insecure, so I didn't go nowhere in 9th grade. 10th grade, there was he's an ex-bodybuilder. he ended up being my weightlifting coach, but he basically came into my classroom, pulled me out, and said, hey, I'm paying for your physical. You're on the weightlifting team."
No
And
kidding.
he said, like, he trained me as like the school athlete, but he also like trained me outside too. He gave me his workout split. He gave me like just tips. He told me in my junior year, he said, "Alyssa," because I would carry my refrigerator in his classroom. He said, "Alyssa, I need a," he said, "you're gonna have a video film crew following you around, just watching your daily life."
No
Because of
kidding.
how I was living in junior high, like just every hour, I was on point like I am right now. So
Wow.
that's actually where I developed my schedule. My meal schedule was based off my high school time schedule.
Wow.
So 6 o'clock, I was able to eat before school. 9 a.m., I'm able to eat in between classes.
Yeah.
12 p.m. is lunchtime, and then 3 p.m. right before workouts. And then 6 p.m., that's my last meal after workouts. And that has literally been my meal schedule since 11th grade.
Wow, that's impressive because I feel like I feel like that's usually something that people grow into. Like people start training, they start lifting weights, and over time they start to get more consistent with the food. But you were able, like I know a lot of guys who are in their early 20s who are just learning it now, but you were able to do that in high school. That's pretty incredible. Are you somebody who's always been like very regimented and worked well in a schedule?
Absolutely. I'm a military baby. Both my parents were in the Air Force.
Okay.
So I was born into it. I can't live without a regiment.
Yeah. Did they like
But
make your bed and stuff in the morning every day and all that kind of jazz?
they weren't like they enforced it, but they weren't super strict. They're
Okay.
not, they were very they weren't super strict, but they taught me well. I'll just say it like that.
Right
Like
on.
they taught me everything that I would want them to teach me.
Yeah.
And I honestly don't think I could be as good of a bodybuilder as I am now without the way that they raised me.
That's cool. That's really cool. So, back in high school, then you obviously you were probably more consistent than a lot of the guys on the football team, I'm guessing, food wise. Were you stronger
Yeah.
than them too?
Pound for pound, yes. I won state. I am the first women's state champion out of Moseley High School.
Okay.
My bench was a 180 bench,
Nice.
and then we did clean and jerks. We didn't do dead or squat, so we did clean and jerks, and I did 175, 29 weight class.
Okay.
So throughout my weightlifting career in high school, I started at 119, and then it was just very unhealthy because it would be like try and make weight from like Tuesday to Thursday, and then on Thursday when we made weight, we all would like go out to eat and pig out. So
Yeah.
I got fat in high school because I literally just lifted weights and ate food and no
Okay.
cardio. But so I was very regimented in high school, and then pound for pound, I was stronger than a lot of the guys. But as far as like my nutrition went, I was on top of that more than anybody else was.
Because I'm thinking, I remember like benching the bar and then maybe putting a couple dimes on it. And then I felt really good when I could put a quarter on the bar. And then there's some girl who weighs 119 pounds next to me who's benching 180. That had to be an interesting dynamic. So when
I
did.
will say, but my form was horrible.
when did that actually translate into, training for your physique and getting into competitive bodybuilding?
So after I graduated high school, I got a job at GNC, and I was just basically hitting all the bases, learn like just working my way into the industry.
Yeah.
So I got a job at GNC. And then I hired my first personal trainer. I just went to literally me and my mom just pulled up at a random gym, hired a trainer on the spot. So in 6 months, I cheated on my diet one time. I ate like half a jar of peanut butter. I cried my eyes out to her. But that prep showed me that this is what I really want to do because it gives me a goal. And then like that day of the show day, it just comes to fruition for just all the hard work that you put in.
Yeah.
Denying yourself of cheap meals and stuff like that. So that's when I found out, like, this is really what I want to
That's cool.
do.
And how old did you say you were then?
So I was 19 when I was prepping for it, but I turned 20, and then the show was a couple months later. So I had
Okay.
just turned 20.
Okay.
So it was the Panhandle Classic, Panhandle Showdown in Pensacola, Florida.
Okay. That's cool. Yeah, that's really cool. Did you do women's physique then?
I did.
You just
I was so
committed.
small. I was so small. Yeah, I did, man. If you, if my, someone videotaped my first routine, and it's
Yeah.
on YouTube somewhere in pretty good quality. But I was small, but my routine, that's what, like, boom,
You already
you
had
know,
it
every,
even back then, huh? That's
yeah,
cool.
it was very robotic, but it was, you could tell that's like my style was just pulled out of that.
Yeah, that's really
So.
cool. I know there's a lot of girls, they'll start and they'll be like, "Hey, my goal is physique, but I don't have that much muscle yet, so I'll do figure or even I'll do bikini." Was there ever a thought in your mind that you were going to do a smaller division or the heels thing just said there's no, you said there's no way?
If you really get to know me, my personality is not bikini for sure, and I'm just, I feel like I want to flex on stage, so that
Yeah.
just leaves physique to that category. Bodybuilding, I just don't think I'll ever be big enough, hard enough. You know, I just don't think that's the category for me.
Okay.
It may, I may try it out. You never know. I might, it, who knows? But women's physique is where I feel I fit the best.
Okay. So for anybody who isn't familiar with, how they organize the divisions with women's physique, that's going to be still a height class, right? You're not in a weight class, in the amateur divisions.
Correct.
So you really you could be, I guess, any size, but what were you weighing when you were competing, say, like at junior nationals when you won your pro card?
When I turned pro, the morning of, I was about 117. No, I want to say I hit 111,
Oh, wow.
maybe 110.
Okay.
I think that was like the morning before I started carving up.
Okay.
I'm small. I was a small. I'm only 5 foot.
Oh, I
So
didn't realize you were that short.
I'm only 5 foot.
Yeah.
I'm only 5 foot. And like when I told you I got fat, like
That's
last year when I was at my absolute fattest, I was 150 pounds.
a
That's
lot of
the
weight for
top.
5 foot. Yeah.
It is. It is.
And how long
And
did
my
that take
blood,
to come
my.
down?
So in 2018, October 10th, we got hit with Hurricane Michael. Hit directly. I was in the dead center of it. So for like 2 weeks, I was like scrambling, like trying to figure out what my life was gonna do.
Yeah.
And then I got out. I went to Tampa and I lived there for a couple months. So I was displaced, but I was working out at MI40 and all that. So, you know, I try to get back into things. Man, I got so fat. It took about 5, 6 months because from the time we got hit with the hurricane and then coming down, I moved over to Texas in April.
Okay.
So that wasn't too much longer after. But once I got to Texas, that's when my weight really started to fall off.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
And you were saying you've just overall been more active there. That's been one of the big changes, you think?
Yes, like I don't have, my focus is not on food anymore.
Huh.
Like
Okay.
when I lived at home with my parents, it was literally bodybuilding is my life. So it was like if I'm not eating or sleeping or working out, I'm thinking about food. So
Okay.
I'm not gonna lie, I did not have self-control. I just
Yeah.
didn't. And it was just that environment, I guess. And now that I'm out of that environment, you know, I'm on my own now. I'm in a relationship going around me. I just don't have time to think about food like that. So I just got out of my comfort zone. I think it was good for me though. I think it was good for me.
So it sounds like off season. You mentioned it's the one of the issues or one of the hard things for you about bodybuilding is has in the past at least been to kind of like stay on track, to not go overboard with the food. But overall, with bodybuilding, it sounds like a lot of it, you really thrive in, just like a lot of us do. We love this. What would you say are like some of the really difficult aspects of the sport?
Whew. I'm gonna say that one of them would be, I guess you could say, food cravings.
Okay.
Right now it's not the worst, but I'll say that's one of them. I say another one is relationships with people around me. That's something that I'm working on. It's hard for me because what I do is I shut everybody out.
Oh, yeah.
But that's probably the only think of nothing else. I love everything, and but something about me when I get into prep, it's like I have to shut everybody out in order to be able to focus on one thing.
Yeah.
It's like almost, I don't think I have ADD and I don't need Adderall or anything. I just have focus issues. It's just like I know in order to on like let's say if I was gonna go do the St. Louis Pro, in order to win that show, I have to shut y'all out so I could focus. That's
Yeah.
how I am.
I don't
And
think that that's
it ruins the
uncommon.
relationships around me.
Yeah.
It's not, but it's bad.
I think, you know what I've noticed? Because I've been doing this for a long time. I feel like the longer you do it, the better you get at it, you know? And the more you can stay plugged in with people around you, and like the more selflessness you can, you know, like if you're in a relationship, make sure like, okay, Friday nights, I'm gonna make sure I go out of my way. We go on a date no matter what. You know what I mean? I found like, I feel like with time, I've kind of been able to develop that kind of stuff. I don't know. How old are you now?
I'm 26.
So, you know, you're fairly still, you know, you're young still. You've got a, you know, obviously, and you're very young in the sport. You know, you've got a lot of years ahead of you. I imagine that this is something, and you know what, too? I bet you're probably better at that today than like you were 3 or 4 years ago. Am I right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Every prep, it gets better.
Yeah.
Because I from like last prep, I fixed the mistakes this prep. So
Okay.
I'm like, okay, I'm not gonna be a dickhead
Yeah.
this prep, like straight up. So, that's when I lived at home. That's something that I worked on with my parents very, very, very hard. And then I dedicate my bodybuilding career, journey, life, whatever you want to call it, to God, because without him, that I can't do this.
Yeah.
So he helped me fix the relationships with my parents
That's cool.
while I was doing the bodybuilding thing, and where the mind goes, the body follows, et cetera, et cetera.
And
So,
shout out to Alyssa's parents for putting up with her. I gotta say that
For
right
real.
So tell me about
And
your
shout out
training.
to my, so
Oh,
my training.
wait. No, shout out to who else?
I was gonna say shout out to Genobia. That's my girlfriend.
And she's putting up with
She's
you now,
putting up
currently.
with me right now in this quarantine, ain't making it any easier.
I bet.
So, we're making it.
Yeah.
But when the gyms open up and she can go back to work, I can go back to my work
It'll
and
be good.
so.
It'll be good for all of us, I think. We're all, I think, over it at this point.
It's getting old. It's getting old.
Hey, what's up, guys? I want to jump in and take a brief pause to shout out our great sponsors. First of all, I want to give a big shout out to our new sponsor, Azoth. You guys can go to getazoth.com if you want to check them out. They have a few products in the lineup now, from Azoth 2.0 to Total Focus and Pure Energy, both of those containing a new ingredient, Zynamite. It's a mango leaf extract. It basically is working as a coffee and caffeine replacement. And what it does is it interferes with the breakdown of norepinephrine and dopamine, so meaning that will make other stimulants much stronger, but it will also help you to keep those feel good energetic hormones in your body for longer. So if you're interested in experimenting with nootropics and discovering the edge that they can give to you, then definitely check out getazoth.com, and we have the Amazon link in our show notes. Also, huge shout out to TrueNutrition.com. Thank you, True Nutrition, for supporting our podcast and for putting out high quality third-party tested supplements that we can depend on in the bodybuilding community. One of the things that I really believe about in True Nutrition is their pricing. Like I mentioned before, if you pay for 5 pounds of protein, first of all, it's just about wholesale prices. And then on top of that, you get 5 actual pounds of protein before they mix the flavoring in. That's something that you're not going to get if you go to a retail store. You'll get a tub, it has 5 pounds in it, and boom, that's it. This will be 5 pounds of protein plus the flavoring, comes out to about 6 pounds. So, guys, definitely they're a company that I have been involved with, a company that I have used, a company that I've suggested to my clients for a long time. They have tons of flavors, tons of different products. Check them out, truenutrition.com, and use our code ADVICES. Yeah, so tell me about the training. What kind of, how would you describe the type of training you do?
So I just came off of a legs push pull split.
Nice.
I was doing that for about 3 4 weeks, and it was taking too much of a toll on my body. I was
Oh.
just dead every single day because it would be like I'm working with barbells, dumbbells, just like compound movement stuff.
Yeah.
So I work like progressive overload style. So now that I'm not necessarily gearing towards a show, I've pulled the intensity back. So
Okay.
what I'm basically doing is I'm progressively overloading to the top set. And then what I would usually do in a prep is I would take that top set and maybe make it like a strip set, a like a double drop set, or whatever.
Yeah.
But now what I'm doing is I'll just hang at that weight. I'll hold a couple sets at that weight.
Okay.
So I don't just do one set with like, so let's say I'm benching and I work up to 185 for a set of eight. I don't just stop and say, okay, one set of eight. I'll just do like 4 to 5 sets of eight.
Oh,
And then
wow.
I, so that's different for me. That's what I just usually do. Like some people say they work up. Those are their warm-up sets, but
Yeah.
I consider them working sets.
Yeah.
Every set for me in the gym is a working set.
Okay.
Yes, it's warming me up, but it's still working something. It's working either my execution or something. So
So would you consider that like more volume style training is what you've gotten a lot out of then?
I would consider my style of training very high volume, but I incorporate a lot of heavy weight into it. So, I mean, I'm very like I just go off the top of my head. I never have anything planned.
Okay.
I go off of how I feel. No workout is the same. I've been training so long that I know like, okay, last week I did this way for that. Like I just know what I got to do when I go in there.
Yeah.
And especially come prep time, it's like people need a log. Some people need a logbook, but I just feel like that's my logbook up here.
Right
So,
on. Yeah, I think like
yeah.
the longer you've done it, the more intuitive you can get.
Very.
So, as far as your posing goes, is that something that do you choreograph that out ahead of time, or is that something that you feel it out and you do what feels right?
So every, let's say, show routine I came up with, it was produced in the off season.
Okay. So you put a lot of planning into it then. Okay.
Well, I wouldn't say I put a lot of planning into it. The way that my like seasons go is when I'm like fat and out of shape, or in the off season, we'll say, when I have a lot of downtime, I'm able to just focus on posing. Like I'm able to, once I'm done working out, I don't have to worry about going home to eat and get my meals in. I can, okay, I got some time. I can go upstairs or wherever and listen to some music and pose. And I have an app where I can videotape myself and listen to music at the same time. So I do that. And then that's my practice, you could say. And then I'll find a song that has like a really good beat or whatever, and I post it up on Instagram, and people kind of like wow over it. And I'm like, okay, people like that song, and I kind of like, okay, I like the entrance of the routine, but I don't like how I kind of ended it. So I'll just manipulate the routine as time goes on, but I don't really spend my prep working on it at all, because I spend my prep working on sleeping and then my meals and all that. So my posing is really done in the off season.
Okay. So it's just, and it sounds like you intuitively work your way through those routines, building them through that off season. And then once you get to your contest prep, it then from there you pretty much have it set and you just practice it, or how does that work?
I would say yes. I
Okay.
would maybe practice it. I check in with my coach Tuna every 2 days, but I would send him maybe once a week, just so he could see me moving. I would send him a routine practice like run through.
Okay.
And it's just, if I know the first 20, 30 seconds of a routine, I could go out onto a stage and kind of wing it.
Yeah.
So I never really like worried about a routine
Yeah.
as long as I had something planned for the first 30 seconds. And then I would just, all my routines kind of just are like at the end, I'm just like, oh, okay, I'm done. Because
Yeah.
I kind of forgot. So,
And you help other people, right, with their routines?
yes, I do.
Right on. Is that your like your full-time thing then, or what do you do to support yourself in bodybuilding?
So I've actually started working with like contest prep clients.
Okay, right
That's,
on.
I do routines, but I don't, when I prep for a show, like this whole entire year, I've kind of been prepping like since January 1st. So I haven't been posting like, hey, I'm taking on routines. I'm taking on like routine clients because I'm just focused on working.
Yeah.
So in the off season, I'm taking on like posing routine clients. The FaceTime posing sessions kind of become like they just don't work out on my end because the timing. And I'm over here, I'm in a relationship, we have kids over here. It's just it gets very like the timing's not working out. So the FaceTime posing sessions aren't working out for me. So I'm just doing, you know, like I'm not a prep coach, but I'm trying to learn.
Okay.
So I take on clients for my knowledge.
Okay.
I have a few guys that I'm working with, and I'm learning about, you know, male gear.
Okay.
So that's and I'm listening to your podcast. I
Oh,
listen
right
to a
on.
few other. I'm trying to learn, and I'm not trying to just go in and put a dude on a whole bunch of stuff. Like, I'm just doing one compound at a time, trying a little bit of test here. Okay, some tests with Primo. I'm just figuring out what works best without, and I'm trying to learn how to read blood work and do all that because that's something that I want to know for myself.
Yeah, no, that's important stuff. So if you don't mind talking about it a little bit, then how did you find your way into, what we'll call the dark side, of bodybuilding, super supplements?
So my first show, I was natural,
Okay.
obviously. Okay. And then I did another show in 2016 with the same coach, and I did not look good at all. It's not her fault, but I executed and I did the show. Okay. When I did that show in 2016, I realized I need a professional coach. Okay. So the next year I hired Santi Aragon. You know him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I hired Santi, and he just put me on my first cycle. I said, I trust you. I like the way you look. Him and I, we relate with posing and all that. So I said, I trust you, and I'm gonna do what you say. And he did my cycle, what I would call the safe route,
Okay.
very, very low dosages. I can explain everything that I did if I can remember. I think it was 5 milligrams of Inavar,
Okay.
20 micrograms of Clin for like a couple weeks, and we did bump that up to maybe 15, 20 milligrams of Inavar tops,
Okay.
maybe 60, 80 micrograms of Clin. And then I think at the end, maybe we added in some Novadex, but I don't even know. I don't.
Okay.
But it was a very light cycle.
Yeah, even regardless if you did or didn't add the Novadex, that's still by a lot of
I
standards pretty
think.
light,
So I did the Orlando Europa, and then I won the overall, and then that qualified me, and I did junior nationals in 2017. So
Okay.
what we did is I think we added the Novadex in after the
Ah.
Europa, and we did the Novadex leading into the junior nationals. I think
Okay.
that's what we did.
And overall, what are the compounds or the methods that you have found to work for you best? I know you can, at this point you can only speak from, as we talked a little bit before the show, from your own personal experience, and the things that have worked for you. I know there's a lot of women out there though that are they're interested in knowing, what's happening, what people are doing. And I think that a lot of women, they're either not talking about it or they're not being honest. And I believe everything you've said so far. So what are the things that have been successful for you?
So, Anavar has been very successful for my body thus far because, when I come off of a show, we cycle off of everything and then I'm natural.
Yeah.
Natural. So whenever I'm natural, I soften up and I just nat like all over I soften up. So whenever we started this prep, just added in some Anavar.
Yeah.
And that's just for strength gains, harden up, maybe some mental motivation.
Sure.
So Anavar is a what I put a lot of my women client on. Women who haven't ever taken it, I'll start them off at just 5 milligrams.
Okay.
Bump it up maybe a couple weeks later to 10. And depending on the athlete, if they've used Anavar before, I personally don't go over 20 milligrams for a
Right on,
woman.
right on.
That's just what I do.
Yeah.
I've never went over 20 milligrams, so I'm not going to make someone else go over 20 milligrams.
Yeah. So you're telling me, is that as far as anabolics go, is that all you've used then? Is just Anavar?
No, so I've used, the Clin, that's not anabolics, but the Novadex. I've used Winstrol, Anavar, in a prep T3. Okay, so that's past. Now, current. We'll talk about current. So currently, I'm only running right now because there's no shows that I'm prepping for. I'm just doing Anavar, Novadex, and Primo.
Okay. Anavar, Novadex,
So,
and Primo.
Correct. And
As a, I was gonna
I
say,
was
as
taking
an
some
IFBB
Winstrol.
pro. Okay. And that's when
Yeah.
you were getting the plan you were telling me was the St. Louis Pro, which is that canceled now? Is that the what's going on?
I think it was totally canceled. I
Okay.
don't know if it was postponed, but I think it was totally canceled.
Okay.
But I know the Boston, because once that was canceled or whatever, I was like set my eyes on Boston.
Yeah.
Now Boston's pushed back,
Okay.
So whenever I was getting ready for the St. Louis, we were doing Novadex, Winstraw, Primo, and Anavar.
Okay. And so that, I mean,
And
that's not, I mean, obviously we're talking about someone who's at the pro level here. What did your program look like for say Junior Nationals 2018 to achieve your pro card?
Okay. So I want the listeners to understand that when I was prepping for junior nationals, I was coming down from a high body fat percentage.
Yeah.
So we were using things like T3.
Sure.
We were up in the Novadex to harden my glutes, the Winstraw to harden up. The Anavar was kept in there for muscle gains and hardness, whatever. Clen was added in. And then the last week, we were doing things. You can only add so much gear to, when you're so far out.
Sure.
So we were just, adding in natural diuretics.
Yeah.
I was up in my cardio.
So as far as anabolics go, though, just
Right.
Winstrol and Anavar. That's, I
For
mean,
junior nationals,
yeah.
correct?
And okay, I just because I kind of wanted to make sure we got that point across. Just because, and it's not like I want to preach here, but I mean, that's I think that's a pretty solid plan, you know. But I just know women that are in the women's physique division that, you know, and I'm not taking anything away from them, to each their own. But there are women that do a lot more than that, and that's fine. But what I want to, the point, people I guess I want to talk to are the people that are considering it, the people who are thinking, like, hey, when all this shit clears up, I want to do junior nationals. You know, when there's show, when we compete, when we can compete again, you know, there's going to be people out there, women, young ladies, who want to compete in at that level. I just want them to hear that from you because that's really not, that's not a lot compared to what a lot of girls are doing.
I want the women that are listening or whoever wants to go to junior nationals to compete in the women's even figure.
Yeah.
It's hard training. It's
Yeah.
hard training because women don't train. They do train hard, but there's a certain type of intensity and there's exercises, like, I don't know. I train like a dude. I think like a dude when I'm in the gym. I do everything like a dude, except I put on a bikini and I go on stage and open my hands up. That's just the reality of it. But I feel that women need to focus more on training harder. You got to fill your muscles out and pump them up to grow them. You can't just pump your body full of gear and then boom, you're on stage as a women's physique competitor. No, you just look like a figure girl on a bunch of gear and then you took your heels off and now you're posing.
Yeah.
It's a certain look, and the look that I've built is not built off of gear. It's built off of hard work.
Right on.
And that's what it's all about. It's training
Right
to
on.
me. Cause we're right now coming off of all my Anavar and Primo and Novadex. We're coming off of it. And when I come off of it, I'm natural. And then
Okay.
I'm natural. I'm gonna be natural. I say natural as in I'm not taking anything except my sponsor supplements until I'm like, okay, there's a show. It's 12 weeks or 16, however far out it is.
Yeah.
That's the show we're doing, and then we get my cycle ready.
Okay.
That's how I work.
So the whole off season, growing muscle, all that, you're gonna stay off.
That has been previous. Now
Okay.
I'm gonna correct myself. I'm getting a little too far ahead of myself. I'm a professional now, and I do got to realize that I'm gonna be standing next to girls bigger than me. So maybe I have to take a different approach.
Okay, but
But
it,
right now
yeah.
I'm cruising. I'm coming off and I'm gonna cruise for a little bit and then we're gonna come back on and, figure out what we gotta do.
Right on. Yeah. No, and I appreciate your honesty about that too. That obviously that's where you've been up to this point. That's gotten you this far, which is, you know, it's a lot further than a lot of people have gotten. So, you know, I think that that's pretty awesome. And yeah, I just I appreciate you sharing that too with everyone else.
Of
So,
course.
you know,
Of course.
going, so it's just off season now. You're thinking off season at this point and get back to growing
Well,
muscle or what?
I have a weight goal. I
Okay.
have goals. I have goals on, and I'm on point with my diet. My diet's on point. So whenever I was aiming for the stage, my weight was around 120, 121. And that was a little bit leaner, drier look. And now I'm a bit fuller, a little bit softer because I'm coming off some stuff and my calories went up. But my weight in the morning today was 122.8. But we're shooting for 124. That's the goal to wake up at in the morning, even after cardio. Like if I go for my walk
Yeah.
and I come back home, I want my weight at 124.
Okay.
So I usually lose about a pound and a half. If I wake up and weigh myself, I'll be
Yeah.
like 124. If I go for a walk, I'll be 122.5, whatever. Like I lose a little bit of weight just from walking
Sure.
and being awake or whatever and pushing that glycogen around. But I'm trying to wake up at 124 and then we'll set another goal. I'm just doing small goals and trying to stay focused. That's where I'm at right now.
Right on. And it sounds like for you, the challenge is probably staying lean then as you grow, based off of what you were saying earlier, that like you probably want to. And I bet, I mean, in all honesty, as a critic of the sport, I would say that like on stage, the thing that I would like to see from you is that you push the conditioning further, a little bit further. And I think just in my experience, the leaner, it makes sense now to me, because the leaner you can stay in the off season, the leaner you can get going into a show. And it sounds to me like you're in a much better headspace now. Your lifestyle, your situation is set up. You're probably going to be able to do that now,
I agree. I think so too. And at this point, I mean, I've just put everything into perspective. Where my calories are at right now, I'm eating a muffin before I train every day.
Okay.
There's only one meal that's carbless. It's my second meal. It's just some eggs. But every other meal has carbs in it, which I've never had that in my diet. So I'm able to eat like this and look like this and
Hell
stay
yeah.
lean. And I'm not having to do but 20 minutes of cardio a day. So, like, where my diet's at and where everything's at, and perspective wise, like, I don't need to cheat. There's no reason to be pigging out and binging and ruining it.
Yeah.
I'm in a good spot. And like you said, my food's still able to go up, and I'm able to work on like my glutes. That's where I don't harden up.
Okay.
Straight up. When it
It's
comes down to it, and I'm on stage, it's either gonna be size. I'm too small. Like I'm not gonna be too small, but there may be other girls that outsize
Yeah.
me. But I just don't think my glutes are gonna be hard enough.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like that's the struggle for a lot of women. You're not alone in that by any means. It's a lot. And I think too, it's like what I've seen is it's that balance of, okay, maybe you can get them harder, but how much are you going to sacrifice to make that happen then? You know what I mean? Like the rest of your physique comes down, as a result, right?
Okay, you're right about that, because at Junior Nationals in 2018, we were working to get those glutes down.
Yeah.
And I can say I was very dry and hard on stage, but just I think all that cardio and all the low carbs just over a long time span,
Yeah.
I don't think I was flat on stage. I just think I could have been fuller.
Okay.
So I just feel like if you take pictures from 2017 versus 2018, it's two different looks.
Yeah.
One looks a fuller look, and one look is a like a more dry. We were going for that conditioning.
Yeah.
I just think when I'm a when I fill out and I'm fuller, I pop better.
Okay.
I
Yeah.
look bigger. Maybe I look bigger, but I think at Junior Nationals in 2018, I definitely did bring the conditioning. But like you said, it affects the rest of your body.
Well, I appreciate your time here. This has been really cool. And like I said, I want to give a chance, to our listeners to get a chance to know you a little bit more. And I'd love to have you back. I feel like you're a really cool person. We could do something else, I'm sure, if we had another topic, a specific idea to focus on. I feel like we could have a kick-ass show. So,
I think that would be awesome. We'll see what the listeners think about this and get some feedback.
all right, sounds good to
We'll
me.
see.
If anybody wants to follow you, it's the_classicqueen, right?
Classical.
Classical. Oh shit, I messed it up.
Classical.
Okay, that'll be in the show notes. Anywhere else people should go to check out anything you're doing or anything like that?
Just on Instagram.
All right, cool. If you guys want to reach out to her, go over there. Guys, for another episode of Think Big Bodybuilding Media, Alyssa Kiesling, thank you very much for being with me. I appreciate it.
No problem, man.
All right, see you guys.